I couldn't forestille min plan. Det var Los Angeles, og det var også en long haul flight. I've been to jeg var i New York. Jeg tænker, jeg var i New York. Ja, det kan være. When you ask me where I have been, just 2 weeks in, then I'm searching for a picture, because my time, how do you say, Vernehmelse, just disappeared somehow. I have no feeling for the distance, because time is, like you can in this, I think in this profession you can be aware of the relativity of time and space, very much like this philosophic thought of what is time, what is space, and you really feel it physically that it's something very relative. So when I think back, when I try to forsøge at huske noget, så jeg search after a picture. And when you ask me, hvor har du været 2 uger siden, it came up in my mind, I was in Brooklyn, and I was sitting on a place, on a square, and I was listening to a band playing, and I have to search for some pictures, either in the plane or then where I have been, just like a spot, and then it comes like a light.
Vuelo 531 con destino Valencia a Madrid sufre un retraso por persistir las causas técnicas. A las 12 horas 30 minutos se les dará una nueva información.
For a moment, it's all together when you are on the flight, and then you come home, and a week later, everything is just like, scattered, or it just disappears in different directions, you know, like the space remembrance and the time remembrance, and you can't get it together, or only with really hard, you have to sit and you have to think, where have I been 1 week ago? And then you're searching for a picture inside of you, like it's like you are walking in a room which is a little bit dusty, you can't really see, you know. And then suddenly you see a picture.
Gentlemen, we are now starting our descent to Zurich Airport. Would you please fasten your seatbelt again and switch off any electronic equipment? Thank you. My name is Jacqueline. We have just started our descent towards London Airport. Go on and please fasten your seatbelt again. Thank you. Okay.
Also, for example, when I'm with a crew, and we always change crew, every flight is different, and sometimes you meet somebody after 3 or 4 years again, and then you know, I have flown with this guy and we really had a good experience together, but you don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know why, or you don't remember his name, you just know that it happened something. So for example jeg var med en co-pilot undervejs, du kan sige undervejs, for 4 år siden, det var i begyndelse af min flyretid, så vi var sammen i Porto, Portugal, og jeg kan huske, men uden ham, jeg kunne huske, det var en god, it was really a nice crew, and we just went out to have this port wine, and I met him again 2 weeks ago or something, or 3 weeks ago maybe, yeah, 2-3 weeks ago, and we had a flight, and I didn't remember him, I even didn't remember his face, which is very unusual, usually I remember the face of somebody, but I didn't remember his face, and we were on the plane together, and we just started to talk, and I found out that we have the same kind of humor. We were just laughing about things, and I liked his humor, and I thought, hey, he feels familiar to me. And then later I was in the cockpit for just a short visit to say hi, and then just somehow we mentioned the birth date or whatever. And I asked him, when is your birthday? And he said, well, 23rd of March. And then it came up in my mind, hey, I have met a co-pilot who has birthday the 23rd of the March. And actually, this guy was very similar to him. He had the same humor. But I, at that point, I didn't know that he was the same. And then he said to me, you know, we have flown together earlier. And I said, really? And then, yeah, and he said, We were in Porto together, and then suddenly everything came up, you know. And then it's like a puzzle coming together again. And so it was just getting to know him a second time. It was really, it's really very funny. This standby duty, like we say, reserve duty, yeah. And with the standby duty, you have a standby duty which with all destination. That means you are sitting at home, and 1 hour later you can be on a plane in direction to Los Angeles, or in direction to Tokyo, or in direction to Helsinki or to South Africa, whatever. And you have no time to prepare for that. This experience that I didn't go actually somewhere, and I was very depressed about that. And yeah, actually now it comes up in my mind. Now I have it. It was a Chicago flight once. It was an year ago, a bit more than a year ago, and I had a very, very difficult time of my life, and I was supposed to go to Chicago. And they called me the day before, like the afternoon before. I already had my briefing and everything, and I was prepared to go to Chicago. They called me and said, you don't go to Chicago tomorrow, you will go to Yaoundé, that's in Cameroon, like Africa. The thing about it was that I couldn't reach, I didn't reach Chicago. I just sent them a fax, and it turned out later that they got the facts too late. So they were waiting for me and I didn't arrive and they didn't know why. And I was sitting in the own, they like in the wrong movie. And it was a Saturday, Sunday, I guess. And then Monday I called to Chicago and I said, I'm sorry, did you get my fax? And they said, yeah, we got it, but only this morning. And we were waiting for you yesterday. Where are you? Are you in Zurich? And I said, no, I'm in Africa. I'm in Yaoundé and it's just, I'm about going crazy. And you meet somebody and you feel really great with somebody and then the next day you say goodbye and you never see him again or him, her or whatever. There's a saying of this, I think it's an Indian guy who is waiting. I don't know if he went by car or even maybe by bicycle, I don't know, or by horse. And then he sat on a stone and he was waiting and somebody came and asked him, what are you waiting for? And he says, I'm waiting for my soul because my soul is not able to run that fast or to go that fast. And when I think of my flying time, like the last 4 years, then if it's like that, then I can imagine that my soul is just running after me and totally helpless, just somewhere in the very, very, very far away and trying to catch up. And maybe like the picture, I'm crossing the Atlantic and crossing my soul, who is maybe just in this moment going the other direction, and my soul sees me and says, Miriam, wait for me, but I'm gone.